That's snap beans.
Snap beans?
Yeah.
Is there a difference between string beans and snap beans?
No.
Are they the same thing?
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know if they were or not.
Well, now...
Are you, what about pole beans?
Now, pole beans is something that grows... Right. You have to put up stakes, and they grow up on stakes.
Oh,
and of course, they are much better.
Oh, they are?
Uh-huh. They sure are. Mm-hmm. But we're so lazy, we don't do that.
Yeah.
It's the bunch beans.
You're talking about the fat back. Do you ever have that for breakfast meat?
Oh, yeah.
You fry it, don't you?
Uh-huh, fry it. I try to fry all the grease out of it, you know, so it won't. I just fry all the grease out of it without burning it.
I see.
And it's good.
Mm-hmm.
We like it. I cook bacon because he usually drinks coffee and eats his pound cake and that's it.
That's for breakfast?
Yeah, that's
for pound cake for breakfast?
Yes, sir.
My goodness.
Three times a day he has pound cake. I have a time to keep him cooked.
When you're butchering up the hog, and you cut the side of the hog, you're like, oh, what is that called? What type of meat do you get from the side of the hog?
Well, that's your bacon.
Oh, that's the bacon?
That's your bacon, comes off the side.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And then, of course, you have two hams.
And that's
two sides and two shoulders.
And the hams are what part of the hog?
That's the hind part.
The hind part.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then what do you get from the shoulders? Is that like a shoulder roast or something?
It's not quite as good as your ham, and it don't have quite as much lean meat as your ham. It's pretty good.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you put this when you hang the pork up in I guess it's like a barn.
We call it smokehouse.
Smokehouse.
Uh-huh.
And then the meat is called?
It's cured.
Oh, just cured meat.
Uh-huh.
Is
you
it
know,
called...
people used to cure their own meat.
Is it called smoked meat or no?
Well, you don't want to smoke all of it because I don't like smoked meat in my vegetables if I would want to, you know, and I wouldn't smoke it all.
Uh-huh.
Now, hams and shoulders was always particular smoked.
Mm-hmm.
But the middlings, that's what they were called.
The middlings.
Uh-huh. They were more or less salted away, you know, so the salt killed.
Then so after salt killed.
Yeah. And then after these guys, well, you had to salt cure your others, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's before they ever had cold storage. I've seen my daddy do it a lot of times.
Did they wrap it up in something?
No, they put it in a barrel or a box. And salt it away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Put a piece in there and salt on it. Well, that it cured.
Really?
They had to kill it the coldest weather we would have, you see.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then they salt it away.
So just kill in the winter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, you don't kill. It's just not good.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, fact is, they don't let you kill them out here now no more. No way.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You have to carry them to the slaughterhouse.
Well, my goodness.
People used to have hog killings and kill anywhere from 10 to 12 hogs.
You know, like they just get a group together.
Oh, yeah. Neighbors.
Uh-huh.
Neighbors come in and have hog killings.
And then they have a barbecue or something afterwards?
No, you just have, you just cook, you know, they made sausage and everything, you know. And back then, of course, they used to eat the liver, the lights. And the heart.
The lights?
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, that's part that goes on to that liver.
Oh.
I would think the lights is your, I would think it was your lungs in a human being.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. Well, they're good. Mm. In a hog.
You know, talking about the bacon, what's the outside of the bacon called?
Well, that's the skin or rind.
And that's just what? Okay, is that cut away? You know, like when you start to, you cut it to fry it?
You want your skin on there.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, you do. Uh-huh.